Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd canto, chapter 15, the description of the kingdom of God, text 27. Tasminatitta munayo sarasajya mana. Kaksha samana vayasavatha saptamaya. Devavachakshata grihita gado parartha. Keura kundala kirita vitanka vesha. Tasminatityamunayo sarasajyamana. Kaksha samana vayasavatha saptamaya. Devavachakshata grihita gado parartha. Keura kundala kirita vitanka vesha. Tasminatityamunayo sarasajyamana. Kaksha samana vayasavatha saptamaya. Devavachakshata grihita gado parartha. Kundala kirita vitanka vesha. Tasmin, in that Vaikuntha, Atitya, after passing through Munaya, the great sages, Sat, six, Asajjamanaha, without being very much attracted. Kaksha, walls. Samana, equal. Vayaso, age. Atha, thereafter. Saptamayam, at the seventh gate. Devau, two Vaikuntha doormen. Achakshata, saw. Grihita, carrying. Gado, messes. Parartha, most valuable. Keura, bracelets. Kundala, earrings. Kirita, helmets. Vitanka, beautiful. Vesho, garments. Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. After passing through the six entrances of Vaikuntha Puri, the Lord's residence, without feeling astonishment at all the decorations, they saw at the seventh gate two shining beings of the same age, armed with maces and adorned with most valuable jewelry, earrings, diamonds, helmets, garments, etc. Please repeat after me. After passing through the six entrances of Vaikuntha Puri, the Lord's residence, without feeling astonishment at all the decorations, they saw at the seventh gate two shining beings of the same age, armed with maces and adorned with most valuable jewelry, earrings, diamonds, helmets, garments, etc. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The sages were so eager to see the Lord within Vaikuntha Puri that they did not care to see the transcendental decorations of the six gates which they pass by one after another. But at the seventh door, they found two doormen of the same age. The significance of the doormen's being of the same age is that in the Vaikuntha planets, there is no old age. So one cannot distinguish who is older and who is older than whom. The inhabitants of Vaikuntha are decorated like the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan, with Sankha, Chakra, Gada and Padma, conch, wheel, club and lotus. Tasmin atitya munayo sarasajya mana kaksha samana vayasa vata sapta mayam deva vachakshata grihita gado parartha keura kundala kirita bitanka vesho. After passing through the six entrances of Vaikuntha Puri, the Lord's residence, without feeling astonishment at all the decorations, they saw at the seventh gate two shining beings of the same age, armed with messes and adorned with most valuable jewelry, earrings, diamonds, helmets, garments, etc. So, this chapter is the prelude to the birth of two very terrible demons, Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. When their mother, Diti, conceived them, then all inauspicious signs became prevalent everywhere. And the whole universe became dark. And the demigods became extremely perturbed. They couldn't figure out what was the cause of that. Like the whole universe became dark. And so they approached Lord Brahma and expressed the cause of their anxiety. Then Brahma is describing what actually happened. And what actually happened is these four Kumaras, four very, very exalted saintly personalities, they just went to Vaikuntha. They are the first four sons of Brahma, Manasaputra. Brahma created them from his mind. That is, Brahma awarded them the material body from his mind, and they were the first created being, and Brahma expected that they would help him in his mission of filling up this universe with progeny by procreating, but they were not interested in that. So they were simply concerned about becoming absorbed in the thoughts of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And so they are the first four sons of Brahma. Brahma is the first created being in the universe who came directly from the lotus feet, lotus navel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Swayambhu. He actually manifested by himself. There was no cause for his creation in the material. No material cause for his creation. Brahma's appearance was directly from the Supreme Personality of God. And then his first four sons were these four saintly personalities who are known as four Kumars, Shanak, Shanatan, Sanandan and Sanat Kumar. So, although the first children of Brahma, first four children of Brahma, but they look just like five-year-old boys. They didn't grow. They look just like five-year-old boys. And they roam around naked. They don't have any external consciousness. But they are completely absorbed. They are always absorbed in the thoughts of the Supreme Personality of God. So they went to Vaikuntha planet to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And coming to Vaikuntha, it's being described how they went past the first six gates of Vaikuntha. And then they came to the seventh gate. And when they came to the seventh gate, the final gate of Vaikuntha, they found these two personalities, extremely brilliant personalities, who looked just like the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself. And they had messes in their hands, and they were guarding the gates of Vaikuntha, Jai and Vijay. So Jai and Vijay's business is not to allow any unqualified individual to enter into Vaikuntha. So Jai and Vijay stopped them, thinking that they are just some wandering children. They thought that they are going to create some disturbance to the Supreme Personality of God. But ultimately, of course, we have to understand this was the arrangement, the divine arrangement of the Supreme Personality of God. It also goes back to another aspect of the Lord's pastimes. The Lord, who is the super soul of everyone, who knows everyone's heart, whatever goes on in our hearts, He knows. He gets to know about that. So He recognized, or He detected, that Joy and Vijay wanted to give Him the experience of the mellow of chivalry, virilas, which is derived out of fighting. So there are seven secondary rasas. One of them is vira. Hasya, adbhut, vir, rodra, vibhatsa, bhayanak, and korun. Humor, surprise or wonder, chivalry, anger, ghastly, frightening, and pathos. So these are the seven secondary mellows. Out of them, viraras, or mellow of chivalry, is experienced out of fighting. But in Vaikuntha, nobody fights with the Lord. Nobody even dares to think of fighting with the Lord. And Jaya and Vijay was thinking, the Lord is deprived of this particular rasa. And they desired that if they could somehow fulfill that, to give that pleasure out of that mellow of fighting with the Lord. But in Vaikuntha, that was not possible. That's why by Jogamaya's arrangement, this actually happened. They had to fall down from Vaikuntha. They had to come down to the earth planet. They had to come down to the material nature. And in the material nature only, they could fulfill that desire of theirs. And this was the arrangement. The four Kumaras came, and the four Kumaras cursed them when they were obstructed by that you are not fit to be in the spiritual sky, in the Vaikuntha planet. So I curse you that you fall down to the earth planet. Fall down to the material nature, not exactly earth planet. And then, of course, that will be described. And the result was Joy and Vijay became Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. They actually came four times. They took four births. But from the scriptures, we get to see that they were cursed actually to become the enemy of the Lord for three times, three lifetimes. The fourth one was not mentioned because the fourth pastime, the fourth birth was in the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's identity is not disclosed in the scriptures so clearly. Channa kalo, it has been covered, in a covered way, Mahaprabhu's identity has been revealed in the scriptures. So anyway, Jai Vijay came in Satya Yuga as Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. Then in Treta Yuga, as Ravan and Kumbhakarna, in Dwapar Yuga as Shishupal and Dantavakra, and in Kali Yuga as Jagai and Madhai. Now, actually in the three ones, in the three births, they were enemies to the Lord. In Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga and Dwapar Yuga, they were enemies to the Lord. But in Kali Yuga, they became devotees of the Lord. And in these three yugas, they fought fiercely with the Lord. Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha fought with Varahadev and Nrisimhadev. Then in Dwapar Yuga, in Treta Yuga, as Ravan and Kumbhakarna, they fought with Lord Ramchandra and killed. Then in Dwapar Yuga, as Shishupal and Dantavakra, and they didn't fight so much, but they were very much insulting to the Lord. They were insulting to Krishna, and eventually Krishna chopped their heads off with his Sudarshan Chakra. So in this way, they fulfilled the desire of the Lord, fulfilled their desire to give pleasure to the Lord by fighting with him. And in this way, this is being described, prelude to Jai and Vijay's appearance as Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. Brahma himself is describing about that. And here we are seeing that how they came to Vaikuntha. And descriptions of Vaikuntha is there. This chapter is therefore entitled as the description of the kingdom of God. It is real. Kingdom of God, the spiritual sky, Vaikuntha, is real. It's not some imaginary thing. Rather, this material nature, which appears to be the absolute reality to us, is only a perverted reflection of that spiritual world. If this world is a reflection, that is the real reality. But unfortunately, because of being in Maya, we think that this is the reality and that's a fairy tale. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur defined Maya, the word Maya, as miyate anaya. Miyate anaya means the tendency to measure everything with our limited sense perception. That is what Maya is. Try to measure everything, try to analyze, try to figure everything out through our sense perception. That is what Maya is. And as a result of what happens, we think that this is the absolute reality. This is the only reality. And there is nothing beyond that. And the modern scientists, they even go to the extent of telling that the earth planet is the only reality and everything else is empty. There is nothing. Our very dear God brother, Dhrutakarma Prabhu, is fighting with the scientists to smash them, to understand about the real reality. Actually, the scientists are so stupid. People are thinking they are the most intelligent people, but the reality is they're the most stupid people. Completely in Maya. They're trying to measure everything through their sense perception. And whatever they cannot see, they cannot justify with their sense perception, that doesn't exist for them. It's like a blind man trying to figure out what the sun is like. And he says, because I do not see the sun, therefore sun doesn't exist. But the reality is, the poor guy is blind. He's blind, he can't see the sun. Now if he was intelligent, then he would have taken the treatment and cured his blindness. It's possible. And that's what Krishna consciousness is providing us. A treatment to cure our blindness so that we can see the reality. So, the descriptions are there of Vaikuntha planet. Krishna in Bhagavad Gita is giving the descriptions of spiritual sky. na tad bhashayate surja na sasankana pavaka jad gatvana nibartante stad dhama paramamma. He is describing his paramam dhama, his transcendental abode. That place doesn't need any sun or moon or fire to light up. That means that place is in eternal light, eternally lit. There is no darkness. It's always in light. What kind of light? Brahma Jyoti. And what happens when jad gatvana nivartante stad dhamma paramamma? Once we go there, we never come back to this material nature again. Otherwise, in material, the law of material nature is samsara chakra, the cycle of birth and death. We are just traveling in this world through the cycle of birth and death. Sometimes we are born and we stay at some situation for some time in some body, and then we leave that body, we die, and then we are transferred to another situation in another body. That's what is happening, samsara chakra, the cycle of birth and death. But the spiritual sky, there is no birth, na jayate mriyate va kadachin. The identity of the spirit soul is it's never born, nor it will ever die. And these are just the basic descriptions of the spiritual sky. The further detailed descriptions of the spiritual sky has been given in other scriptures like Srimad Bhagavatam. And that has been even more elaborately described in Brihad Bhagavatamrita by Sanatana Goswami. Brahma Samhita also is describing Goloko Namni Nija Dhamni Tale Chatasya Devi Mahesha Haridhama Shuti Shuti Shuti. The topmost region of the spiritual sky is Golok. That is the Nija Dhamni, the abode of the Supreme Personality of God. And Tale Chatasya, below that is Haridham, Vaikuntha. Then Mahesh Dham. Then Devi Dham, or this material nature where we all are. This is a very clear description of the spiritual sky and the description of the material nature, situation of the material nature in relation to the spiritual sky. So that is what the real information is. And those informations are available in the scriptures, and it's a matter of studying those scriptures under the guidance of a qualified teacher. When we study and practice the process, in due course of time we get to perceive the spiritual sky ourselves, and eventually we can enter into the spiritual. And not only that, we get even the information about the spiritual sky, like what is happening in which area. Like for example, Vaikuntha, the special characteristic of Vaikuntha is the Supreme Personality of Godhead is eternally there, present there, along with His eternal associates. And there, He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and everyone else is His devotee, is His servant. He is the Supreme Lord and Master, He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and there He is surrounded by His servants, associates. And they are serving Him with a clear understanding that He is the Supreme Personality of God. Just like Jai and Vijay, Jai Shri Shri Krishna Balaram ki Jai, Jai Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan ki Jai, Jai Shri Shri Gaur Nithai ki Jai. So, just like here, we can see that he was not, Jai and Vijay was so overwhelmed with their reverential attitude to the Supreme Personality of God that their mood was, how can we fight with the Lord? It's due to awe and reverence. And it's natural, when we know that here is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, naturally our attitude will be full of awe and reverence. offering worship, serving Him with all humility. But there is another region, which is the higher region, higher than Vaikuntha. There, the devotees do not really have that kind of awareness that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. To them, Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead is not important. What really matters there is that Krishna is the son of Nanda Maharaj. And Krishna is our friend, our child, or our lover. That is the predominating, prevailing mood there. Now, this mood cannot prevail in Vaikuntha. If the awareness is there that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there is no possibility of dealing with Him in a friendly way. Treat Him as a friend. Because friendship is with the equal, between the equals. So who can become equal to the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Therefore, this mood of friendship is not possible in Vaikuntha. There may be some tinge of it, but if the general mood is not possible, prevalent there of friendship. And at least in friendship, the devotee and the Lord are equal, but in parental, the devotee becomes superior to the Lord and the Lord becomes subordinate. So how is it possible? That's why a special mood of Vaikuntha, the region of Vrindavan, is so specially arranged by Yogamaya. Yogamaya, in order to allow these relationships to happen, the Yogamaya makes the arrangement where the devotees forget that Krishna is the Supreme Personality. But here again, this forgetfulness is not due to ignorance. This forgetfulness is due to love. There are two types of forgetfulness. One forgetfulness is out of ignorance, and the other one is of love. Like sometimes when we love somebody very much, due to our loving relationship, we may forget about his actual position. An example, the son became the state president. But to the mother, it doesn't really matter that her son is the state president. She doesn't, not that she doesn't know that he is the state president, but to her it doesn't matter. Her mood is, you are the state president, so what? To me, you are my son. And she chastises him in front of everybody. She doesn't care. So similarly, out of intense love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in Vrindavan, the devotees of the Lord have forgotten that Krishna is God. It's not that they do not know that Krishna is God, but to them it doesn't really matter so much that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. Rather, their mood is, so you are the Supreme Personality of God, so what? You may be Supreme Personality of God, but to me, you are my friend. So come, let's play. So that is their mood, and that mood has been created by Yogamaya. So that is the specialty of Vrindavan. So beyond Vaikuntha, Vaikuntha is not the ultimate region of the spiritual sky, but there is even higher region, that is Vrindavan. And in Vrindavan there are two chambers, Golok and Navadvip. In Golok, Krishna is enjoying the loving exchange with his devotees, and in Navadvip, in Vrindavan and Navadvip, Golok is the entire region. In Golok, Vrindavan, and Golok, Navadvip. In Golok, Navadvip, Krishna is distributing this love that he is experiencing, loving exchange, loving relationship that he is experiencing with the devotee, especially with Srimati Radharani, to everyone. And by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, we have an access to the Golok Vrindavan by being engaged in his Navadvip activities, that is Sankirtan. And that Sankirtan, to be engaged in Sankirtan, is the highest form of devotional service, where it's a matter of distributing the love of Godhead, irrespective of the qualification of the individual. There the only consideration of qualification is that everyone is a part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everyone is the dear child of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Krishna is yearning for them to come back. And that's why the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took up the mission of spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world so that everybody can go back to Golok Vrindavan, become related to the Supreme Personality of Godhead in their eternal loving relationship with him. So, that is the ultimate description of the Kingdom of God that we get from Srimad Bhagavatam. Initial description we are getting is of Vaikuntha Loka. And the higher region of Vaikuntha is Ayodhya. And beyond Ayodhya even is Dwarka. That is the limit of Vaikuntha. But beyond that is Golok Vrindavan. And we all are having an opportunity to have access to that region of the spiritual sky, the topmost region of the spiritual sky, by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and specially by the mercy of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, distributed this Krishna consciousness all throughout India. But he made a prediction that this movement will spread in every town and village. And in order to fulfill that prediction, he sent three very special personalities. Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Srila Prabhupada. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching and his mission was practically lost due to the influence of Kali, or we can say due to the arrangement of Yogamaya. Mahaprabhu's teachings were lost. Mahaprabhu's dham was lost. And then Bhakti Vinod Thakur came and he retrieved his teachings and his dham. And then Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur came and gave that movement a shape. Mahaprabhu's mission got a specific shape of Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan, got a specific shape. And then Srila Prabhupada took that and spread it throughout the world. And in order to continue that mission, Srila Prabhupada created the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, ISKCON. And that mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will continue to flourish through this institution, through the collective endeavor of all the followers of Srila Prabhupada. All the loyal followers of Srila Prabhupada will carry on this mission. And this is how this movement is going to spread all over the world, in every town and village, fulfilling the prediction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Prabhupada ki Gaur Premananda. Does anybody have any question or comment? Yes, Druta Karma Prabhu.
I have two questions. Is there some statement Shastra and Prabhupada's books that Loka is divided into three
parts or two. The description is that of two, Golok Vrindavan and Golok Navadvip.
Is there some place where it's said, maybe somebody else knows, that it's divided into Ventura, Dwarka, Vrindavan?
No. Mathura Mandal is the region. The broader region is Mathura Mandal. And in Mathura Mandal there is Vrindavan. And then Vrindavan, that region has two compartments, you can say. One compartment is Madhurya Dham, that is Vrindavan, where Krishna is enjoying the Madhurya Leela. And there is Audarya Dham, the magnanimous region, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is distributing that Krishna consciousness. But Mathura Mandal is the overall region.
Second question. In temples like Sri Ranga, where they have the seven
gates,
is that
the replication of Vaikuntha? Vaikuntha, yeah. So, Maharaj wanted to have a question.
Yeah. You said that this well within is reflection of the spiritual world. In the spiritual world, Krishna is the supreme person. So, in the reflection, in this material world, who is the supreme person in this material world?
I am the supreme person. That is the perfect reflection that every individual, the conditioned soul, is thinking that he is the Supreme Personality. It's only a matter of time when everything will come under his control. And that's called Maya. Kalakanti Prabhu?
Maharaj, Krishna fighting with giant Vijay simply to fulfill their desire, or did he also have a desire for that particular person?
Well, very nice question. Yeah. You see, Krishna's desires are also subordinate to his devotee's desires. His devotee's desire, his pure devotee's desire, and Krishna reciprocates. And that's how both of them derive the transcendental place. Any other question? Okay, thank you all very much. I managed to finish it by 8:45. Thank you. Hare Krishna. So, Anutama Prabhu, do you have any announcement to make? Okay. The participants of the seminar retreat, I'm sorry. Anyway, you can make the announcement. It'll be more authoritative.
So, for all the devotees that are here to attend the retreat, welcome. And we'll be taking prasad immediately following class in Govindas. And then the retreat itself will start in the seminar room, which is at 10 o'clock at the top floor of the building in the center. And you know what kind of directions.
Just one reflection about Drutakarma Prabhu's point, like the three regions, I just remembered that Krishna's pastime actually has three aspects. There's complete, more complete, and most complete. In Dwarka, Krishna's pastimes is complete. In Mathura, his pastimes are more complete. And in Vrindavan, his pastimes are most complete. So that way, you can say that there are three different regions, Dwarka, Mathura, and Vrindavan. But the so-called spiritual geography is describing that Vaikuntha Loka, beyond Vaikuntha is the Mathura Mandal, and in Mathura Mandal, the center of the Mathura Mandal is Vrindavan. And then again, Vrindavan again has more, like Govardhan and then Radha Kund. Gaur Premanande Hari Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.